Every year, the Shivers Venture Competition gives away $1 million in no-string funding to social entrepreneurs who blend profit with a purpose to have a positive impact on the world. To talk to us now about their journey so far and being part of the top five finalists of the South African leg of the competition, I'm joined by Blue Avocado Investments' Calvin Bester. Calvin, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Calvin, tell me a little bit more about yourself and tell me about your Terra Nebula system.
Okay, so I'm an inventor, I'm a manufacturer, I'm a creator of many things. I've got many patents on my name. My first degree is BA HMS, which is basically biokinetics at the University of Pretoria. After that, I went overseas, I worked abroad, came back, and I started at the University of Stellenbosch in BSc Viticulture and Enology. But before that, one of our flanks is the green side of life, so the good green side. So my father's side, he grew up on a farm in the Free State, so he knew about plants, you know, from when he was a kid. So I basically got born into an inventor's family. And, well, we came to on the idea that, if you can get a bigger plant at a faster growth rate, in the last two decades or last decade, all of the problems, came upon us very quickly, and we had to really do something. And with all the problems arising, we thought, the Terra Nebula can really help this problem. So when we started this project, we didn't know initially what's going to happen. We knew what we wanted to achieve with the Terra Nebula system. And what we got at was a massive evolution of plants, and it created a monster plant with the Terra Nebula system.
You were talking about the Terra Nebula system. So this is a system that you've created that helps create a favorable system for plants to survive and flourish.
Exactly.
And this is obviously a project that you've done with your dad. Why come up with this particular system? Because it's taken you quite a lot of years of research for you to come up with a system.
So plants take a while to grow, trees at least. So if you can, go to the agricultural side and see that, where does your money lie? In faster growth in your plants, more crop production, more yield at a faster rate. If you can do that, then you have less input cost, then you have a winning recipe. And that's exactly what we have here. We can embody farmers around the world with less input costs. We can have a lots more job creation. But inevitably, the plant, what it does is, with a dome underneath, underneath the ground, because Terra means obviously earth, and Nebula, it's the rain cloud. It's a cool, fancy word for the dome underneath
the
ground. Yeah. So this spreads out the roots. And if the root is spread out, we change the principles of how plants grow. The old traditional way of planting is not the way the plants really wants to grow. Yes, the guys get out the crop they have these days, but we can speed that up and get more yield exponentially with the Terra Nebula system.
You explained to me that you get bigger fruit, you get a healthier plant, obviously because the system works favorably for the root, and that's the most important part of this entire component. Mm. This is obviously still something that's ongoing. This is a research project that you are developing. How are you able to carry on sustaining this research? How does your funding model work?
Okay, so when I came back from overseas, we took the system to a new level. We did a lot of research on different farms. And when we saw the success that Terra Nebula gave us, I went onto the internet and did extensive research after Stellenbosch. And I saw, there's nothing like our system. And this is bigger than we thought. I became an estate agent, and that helps us fund these projects. We kept it quiet from the world because it's a very sensitive subject. If someone sees it, it's so easy for those guys to grab it and just run with the system. But now Shivers Venture gave us a platform to work from and showcase this to the world.
Talking about Shivers Venture, how has being part of the top five finalists impacted on you guys? It's still in the early stages, but how has it helped so far?
Yeah, so a few years back, we created a gym equipment. We are in China and in the US, and we were also the top five there, but that wasn't a competition. One of the universities, Just they give grants to the world, and we were also one of the top five, and we also went over. So we got a foot in the door in America, and now again, I said to my father, okay, we were top five a few years ago, and now we're top five again, and it's a great feeling to say, you know, in your country, I can represent South Africa. And, you know, it's really a great feeling to say, you know, there's something worth in this. It's not just your own thought, but if people see it and believe it, and they say, yo, listen, here's something here. And if people don't believe it, they'll just see the results, and then they'll believe in the system.
Should you win, what next for your company?
Shiva's Venture gives us a platform to expand the company across the world, across the globe, because we don't have the resources Shiva's have. They know people, they know all the agriculturists, horticulturists. People see it, you know, the people around the world clutch onto to these ideas, and people want new ideas. This also gives, this opens up new doors for agriculture and horticultural sectors. And there's so many jobs to be created. Not just that, research. This will give so many professors something to research about, because this have never been done before.
Now, you've obviously, you've had your company for a few years now, and there must be a lot of hurdles that you've had to jump along the way.
Yes.
What challenges have you faced, and what lessons have you learned from them?
One is time. That's always against you. The money constraint, there's always a roller coaster going on. Funding is always a big issue. If you don't have financial security, you know, there's, you know, emotionally it you know, puts you out. It's really strenuous to go on, you know. Yeah, sometimes I had to put the projects on side to firstly, you know, even, you know, look after your family. And then from then on, when there's something in the bank, you can go forward. But the ideas keep on streaming in. That doesn't stop. That keeps on going. Like me, you know, I'm a difficult sleeper. Late at night, I get my ideas. When I train, I get my ideas. I go jog at 11, 12 at night, and then, you know, the ideas pop in. So, but yeah, the struggle side, you know, all the companies struggle over the years. The big companies that you've seen today, they had many struggles, and, you know, in half in a way says, you know what, these growing pains have to be there for you to grow and go through these struggles to make a success. Because a struggle is not really a failure. That's a little bit of a success each step you take.
And what plans have you got of expansion? Do you want to, you guys are, you've had footprint in Japan, you've had footprint in America, but for the Terra Nebula system, what are your expansion plans? How big would you like this project to go?
So we would like to, you know, go to all the research facilities, some of the farmers there to show them how this system works. So all the farmers will implement the Terra Nebula system on their farms, implement it in the agricultural world for the horticulture as well. There's different ways of planting plants. We would like to see them go on with the research and see where it can go. We would like to, you know, do sales. This is a multi-billion dollar company. If I can give you an example, just the seedlings alone, and this is where everything starts. The seedling trays or root makers, they sell per tray annually, 14 billion trays annually in all different shapes and sizes. So that's just trays. That's not an idea of, you know, how much they cost. So that's quite something. So that's the biggest industry in the world is food. So this, you know, it's never going to stop. Innovation is never going to stop. So we as well, we will see how far this will go.
Calvin, thank you so much for your time. I wish you all of the best in the competition. That was Calvin Bester of Blue Avocado Investments.